I've always believed that no one could live in this world alone. You'll always need someone to talk to, and sometimes you'll need someone to lean on or lend a helping hand. Feelings are often hurt, but if you realize you have hurt someone, think, what does it cost to say I'm sorry or forgive me? One day you might need a favor from that same person again, and it won't be there. So never take a friend or anyone for granted, and remember what my mom always told me.
There we go, a great track from Ecstasy, Passion and Pain, tucked away on the 1974 eponymous LP. That's a beautiful tune called Don't Burn Your Bridges. And live from New Jersey, Ecstasy, Passion and Pain keyboard player, this is Ron Foster. Ron, welcome to England.
Thank you so much. How are you doing, Eddie?
Great, thank you. Thank you for giving us your time to chat about your life in music. I mean, Ecstasy, Passion and Pain, that album's full of gold. There's not a bad track on it. You must be very proud.
Oh, yeah. Very proud.
Great. Did you were you with Ecstasy, Passion and Pain for a long time? I think they went to, didn't
actually,
come together at 73.
I started with Ecstasy, Passion and Pain, and when I got acquainted with Barbara, she's the lead singer in that group, mm-hmm. and lead singer and writer. I got acquainted with her through a rehearsal studio that I met her over in New York. I was teaching over there at back in the early 70s. And then she remembered me, and she gave me a call. I started selling life insurance after I left the New York area. And I was actually, selling life insurance. And she gave me a call and asked me, did I want to join the group? I said, certainly, because she had a hit out at that time. It was becoming a hit. Was I Wouldn't Give You Up was the name of the first 45 she had. So then I joined. And this is when I started rehearsing with them. And then went on a road with them.
Excellent. I mean, that must have been such a great time to have been. I mean, New Jersey, New York, it was a vibrant sort of time in soul music, in music in general. What was the buzz like?
Well, it was fabulous. I mean, my memories of the 70s are just as glorious as can be. I mean, I had no problem, getting the music, getting into it. And I met some of the greatest artists that soul music has ever produced back in those days.
Great stuff. And as well as being a keyboard player, musician, you're also a songwriter, weren't you? You wrote a great track on Roulette Records for Whirlwind.
Oh, yes, Whirlwind. Charles Ancrum, Sandy, and the brother, they all were very close friends of mine. And I introduced them to the executive producer, Fred Balin. Mm-hmm. At the time, Roulette Records, and he signed them up after hearing them perform. Very close family unit, that's what they were, close harmony, and I introduced them, and they asked me to write a few songs, so I wrote actually about three or four songs for them, and they selected Don't Let Them Get the Best of You as the song that they wanted to release.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah. It was that got released twice as well, didn't it?
As a matter of fact, Don't Let Them Get the Best of You was a song that I actually wrote when I was like 12 years old.
Oh, right.
Way back. And I had no idea that the song was relevant, to whatever they wanted to do with it. And they got the producers and some of the people that actually did the arranging and producing for the Shirelles back then to actually do that particular side for us. So my commitment was just as a songwriter. I didn't really have anything to do with trying to arrange it. But later on, I did re-release it with actually Lee McDonald sang a version of it. But we never put it on an album or anything like that, But yeah, so it was released a couple of times.
All right.
The Whirlwind.
Because Lee McDonald, you've recently united with him again, haven't you, to produce some new material?
Yeah, it was kind of a strange thing. I was looking for Lee McDonald for years, and he had actually, his birth name was Cleveland Parker, and that's pretty much the reason why I couldn't catch up with him. And I happened to be watching the CBN program, the Christian Broadcasting Network, that comes on the television. Mr. Robertson was in charge of that, and they showed a clip with this homeless man walking in the streets pushing a basket, and then they showed him singing a song with the I'm Clean was the name of the song, and he was singing with the orchestra down in Florida, and I recognized his voice right away. I thought, that's Lee McDonald's, but they introduced him as Cleveland Parker.
Right.
So, and right away, then I started making calls. I got in touch with the that program, CBN, and I found out that he was living over in New York at a center over there, a rehabilitation type, feed him and so forth. And that's how we kind of got hooked up again,
Fantastic.
And started working with him again.
Great.
Like
that. Hopefully the success of this single might help him turn his life around then. Because I tell you what, for the grace of God, go I.
He passed this early part of this year.
Oh, dear.
I think I told you that. I didn't tell you that. But he passed, and his wife called me and told me that he was in church, and he had a stroke, and he passed.
Well, oh, dear. Well, that's the best place to go, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, bless. Let's just have a listen then to the brand new release coming out of Cannonball Soul by Lee McDonald, born as Cleveland Parker. And this is called Call to Worship.
I hear the church bells ringing today again. Let's all praise Him. with song and hymn.
Lovely track, written, produced and arranged by Ron Foster. Right, so talking about church, you regularly play for your local church, don't you?
Yes, I do. That's one of the things that's a big part of my life. Now, I'm actually not a minister of music, but I had a couple of choirs that I played for, two different churches locally, you know. So then I still developed, you know, talent through my organization, Ron Ford Music Art in New Jersey. I developed talent through that, both secular and the gospel music.
Great, because gospel is so uplifting. Sundays must be great.
Yeah, and especially nowadays when we, you know, we're actually a lot of the gospel music now, 80s, it almost sounds like a rhythm and blues, R&B, a lot of it, you know, because that's where they're taking the chord progressions from. And they even got gospel jazz now. I don't know if you've, you know, have been, you know, introduced to that. What they do is they take tunes that are familiar to the gospel world, and they just improvise on the themes and the melodies of those tunes, and put it to a jazz kind of arrangement.
Excellent. Well, I mean, if it attracts a whole new audience, that's got to be a good thing, hasn't it?
Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
Yes. The old as well as the new. Actually, more the traditional. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I heard a little bleep. Okay. Anyway, yeah, it attracts a lot of the old traditional listeners, you know, and folks that like listen to jazz, especially smooth jazz. Okay.
Great. So, now then, you've recently released a track, vocals, and produced and arranged a track for Cannonball Records in Italy. How did you come to meet to tie up with Cannonball?
Well, you know, it's a strange thing, Alberto. I met him through a friend, Lars Boheim. I was selling him some records, some old record collectors' records on eBay, and I happened to hook up with Lars. And he said he knew a chap over in Italy I should meet. So that's basically how I got introduced to Alberto, and then we started communicating. And I had no, you know, I don't consider myself a singer, Edie. I really don't. But I had some tracks that I made demos on, and he heard my voice and said, "You know, Ron, I kind of like your voice." He says, "Could you put your vocal on some of the tracks that they kind of recorded over there, produced over there?" So I said, "Yeah, sure." So I gave it a try. We went back and forth and back and forth. So he found something that he'd like, and he released it. And so I says, "Wow, great!" You know, it was a complete surprise to me. The Street Lady is the name of the name of the tune.
Yeah, right, and right. You got onto the name of Freeman.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Lovely. You also.
No, he puts my name. I credit as his vocalist on it. That's it. You know, I didn't really do the arrangement, the musical arrangement. I just pretty much just provided the vocal and the lyrics for it.
Well, it's a great track, and you're on a good label. The label's very vibrant. It's got a great direction, and it's proving rather attractive. All his back catalogue has been flying out, so this one will as well, I'm sure.
Lights and shows. We talked about the world, the state it was in, the cons and the pros. I told her how I'd go about solving it. She giggled and twitched her nose. I felt real good talking to her. At the time, I didn't know the girl was a street lady. A baby on the beach, she was street lady. Just selling her sugar so cheap. Street lady. Long days and nights without sleep. A street lady. The jokes that I told her, she was tickling from her head to her toe. I asked her what she did for a living, she got right cold. She listened while I studied and preached about her sad situation. I couldn't help peeking when she changed her seat, looking at the stuff she sold. The girl was a street lady, a baby on the beach she was. Street lady, just selling her sugar soul. Street lady, long weekends, hours she'd keep. Street lady. This pretty little girl had a story that had to be told. She got to a point in her life when she said anything goes. She left a small town at an early age looking for a better life. She hit the big city on a low end strip, the other girl of another man's wife. Street lady, a baby on the beach she was. Street lady, just selling her sugar so cheap.
Where can people buy your music? Apart from Cannonball Soul, the two new releases, what about anything else that you might have, any back catalogue?
Well, you know, I can be reached, you know, through my email address, of course, you know, pianoguy4@yahoo.com, and also you can look at my website at ronfomusicart.com. That's my website.
Great. Okay.
You know, R-O-N-F-O music art. All one word. .com. Okay, so that's how I got a website that I'm using as well.
Great stuff.
With samples of a lot of the tunes on there as well, and also CD Baby has a catalog on some of my stuff as well.
Lovely. Right. So, thank you very much for talking to us, and I wish you all the very best success with your new single. This is coming out of Cannonball now, from Freeman, called Street Lady.
But I want to play out now with a track you wrote for a band called Whirlwind, released in 1975. This is Don't Let Him Get the Best of You. Thanks, Ron.
She told me.